Good afternoon. Thank you for coming to our service in rainy season. We are always in rainy season. Of course, God's grace, rainy season. Amen. I'd like to introduce Japanese member, our church member, Yuko Yokoyama. She wants to share her testimony in English. She had an atomic bomb when she was young, and also her family died and has some disease or any kind of infection, and she wants to share the testimony. Asked me to have a testimony in English. So I asked her to come today before my sermon, and she will have a testimony now. Dozo. Yuko Yokoyama. Yes. And she wants to pass the note. This is the note she's read in case you cannot understand what she's saying in English. I said you guys are professional to listen to in English, so everybody understand. But she wants to deliver past the paper, so please. But do not read. Please listen what she's saying. Please.
Konnichiwa. Yokoyama Hiroko to iimasu. My English is very poor. I'm sorry. My mother and my husband had been already dead. I'd like to talk about their experience which I heard from them. I was born in 1936. I'm 74 years old now. When Hiroshima had the atomic bomb, I was 10 years old. But I wasn't live in Hiroshima because the primary school student and I had to live in Shikoku by the government order. But all of my family suffered from the atomic bomb. I heard my mother and my husband what happened at that moment. I will tell you what I heard and what I saw. When the strong light flashed in the sky, my mother was in her home. That was 3.2 kilometers away from the center of the explosion. My younger sister was 4 months old, and she was sleeping on mother's lap. My mother was in a half-sleeved blouse with a wide neckline because it was a mid-summer morning. The blast of the atomic bomb broke all of the window pane into pieces, and the pieces attacked her naked arm and chest. She couldn't understand what happened at that moment. She looked at the baby, who was bloody, and she thought the baby must be dead. She rushed into the kitchen and washed the baby, find the wound, but there was no wound in the baby's body. The baby was no harm. My mother didn't realize that the blood was coming from her own cut, and he had lots of wounds until he had washed the baby. My mother was bleeding from her own cut to the baby lying on her lap. As a result, the baby became bloody. Several pieces of grass remained inside her body for a few years. They became like small lumps, and their diameters were about 1 centimeter wide. We, her children, used to touch them, but she didn't feel nothing, I think. In spite of such damage, my mother lived a long life and died last year, aged 97. But my husband couldn't live a long life. He died of cancer, aged 52. His younger brother was playing near his house. That was 2 kilometers away from the center of the explosion, and dead 5 days after the explosion. He was 2 years old. My husband was also 2 kilometers away from the center of the explosion. He was walking with one of his friends. Suddenly, the strong light flashed. At the same moment, or just a little earlier, or as soon as the friend stepped out of the shelter of a building, the strong blast blew down the friend. He died a few days later. My husband was alive, but he was exposed to massive dose of radiation at that time. The building sheltered him from the strong blast, but he got cancer 40 years later. It is said that a massive dose of radiation leads to cancer. The cancer is one of illness caused by atomic bomb radiation. My English is very poor. I'm sorry, but I'm happy now because I got, my God loves me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Yokoyama-san. As you know, August 6th is the day, 65 years ago, maybe, 65 years ago, this city had an atomic bomb attack. But one bomb killed over 200,000 people, and still many people are suffered physically, worse mentally, and their injury not only on their bodies but in their hearts. So please pray for the people survived and people in Hiroshima. But we should pray for that that all nuclear weapon will gone as soon as possible from this holy world, and the all war will be finished by God. Amen? Amen. Okay, let's read Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. This year, I do preach once a month, and I selected Colossians this year, my text for the English service. Please open your Bible, Colossians, the Epistle of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. That's all. This afternoon, I'd like to share. The theme is Walk in Christ Jesus. As I read the first sentence, Paul said, just as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live in Him. Once you receive Christ Jesus as your Savior, that is not the end of your Christian life. That is just start. But I... Not this church, but I know many churches or Christian countries, so-called, the people just receive Jesus as their Savior, but that's all. You know, they believe in Jesus Christ as their own Savior, they finish. Just wait for the heaven. They don't change, they don't do anything. But if you ask them, do you believe in Jesus? Yes. I do. That's all. But that is not enough, of course. That is not the according to the will of God. Just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live. Continue to live in Christ, in Him. When once you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you start the Christian life. Continue to live in it. Do not stop. Every day, 24 hours, 365 days, sometimes 6 days. And please read carefully this sentence Paul used. Continue to live in Him. Live in Him. This in is very important. Maybe the most important word of Pauline theology, especially when he talks about Christian life or you know, how do you live in Christ, he used in Him. And we cannot find any letters or books in first century. Many Greek books are published or, you know, still remains, but no one except Paul used in with human beings. In the box or in the afternoon or in something. In English too, right? We do not use, in English, we do not use in somebody. Right? Do you use? No. It's not grammatical. Ask Professor Jim. Is that grammatical? No. Of course, in Greek, it's not right. It was not right. But Paul used, actually he invented. In Greek, in says en, en, Yeah, exactly the same, Ning. But Paul, especially, he wants to express the relationship with him and Christ. He used in, not with, not by, not on, not to, not for, even. He always used in. That is his, maybe his feeling, or his idea, his experience. That is exactly he feels when he think about the relationship between Paul himself and Jesus. I live with Jesus. I live for Jesus, but it's not right. Yes, I live in him. That is his, maybe the confession, right? His faith. Yes, I do live in Christ. In Christ means what? It's like the surrounded, maybe the dipped into, you know, the 100% covered with Jesus. But there's no correct word except in itself, I think. So the Paul said, once you receive Christ Jesus, then you walk, then you live in him, in Christ Jesus. How do you feel as a Christian? How do you explain your relationship between you and Christ? Do you live in him? Are you covered with him? Maybe we feel I walk with him, right? Jesus is right beside. Long time ago, I asked, when I was a Sunday school teacher, I asked a 5 years or 6 years old girl, where is your Jesus? And she said, yes, Jesus in my pocket. I carry him. Oh, good, good. Jesus in your pocket. It's okay, you know, because she feels Jesus is really close to her, right? Yeah. But Paul feels I'm in his pocket, right? I'm in Jesus' pocket. That's why he says, live in him. But this scripture, Paul, a little bit explain or give us more explanation about live in Christ is rooted and build up in him, strengthened in the faith. He gave us 3 points. Rooted in him and built up in him and strengthened in the faith. Amen. Rooted in him. Yeah. He used the kind of agricultural metaphor. Yeah. Rooted. If you want to be a big tree and have good fruit, you have to root deep into the soil and get the nutrition and water. How do you root your life? You know, where is your root? You put your root on into what? Money? Relationship? Job? Books? No. Root in him. Root in him. Which means You get your life from him. You get your worry from him. You get the idea. You get the nutrition. You get the energy. Everything from Jesus Christ. Root in him. Deep. If your root is shallow, the trial comes, you're dried out. Right? That Jesus used that metaphor, right? Deep as possible, put your root into him. With his fellowship, with his words, in prayer, root. Your root has to be deep into himself, in Jesus Christ. Everything comes Jesus. Then built up in him. See this metaphor? Root in him and built up in him. Of course, built up in him. When you put the root in Jesus, then we can build up. Without the root, no tree. If you do not get the water from Jesus Christ, you cannot grow. But if you get the water, like Jeremiah 17:8, he will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought. It has no worry in your year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Amen. Jeremiah 17:8. If you put a good root on Jesus Christ, you do not fear. You do not need to fear. You do not worry. In year of drought, never fails to bear fruit. Then build up. This construction image. The foundation, on the foundation of Jesus, build on Christ. Ephesians 2:20, built on the foundation of apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as a chief cornerstone. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. He's the key man. And we will build up our lives, our Christian lives, our relationships, our jobs. We build ourselves on Jesus Christ. First Corinthians 3:12, gold, silver, and costly stones. Instead of using these things that don't last like wood, hay, and straw, what kind of materials you need to build your life? If you use this world, ideas, this world's money, this world things, your building will be broken if you got storm. Like Jesus said. Number three, live in Christ. Number one, rooted in him. Number two, build up in him. Number three, strengthened in the faith. Strengthened in him. How? As you are taught and overflow with thankfulness. We are strengthened in the faith by teaching. Teaching is very important. You read the Bible, have a Bible study, devotions for Christians. Continue to grow, continue to live in Christ. Teaching is very important. But the religion in Japan, you know, Japanese love religions, they do not learn. They just use gods. But we Christians, we learn. Teaching is very important. We read Bible every day. So non-Christians ask us, why do you read Bible every day? Because teaching is important. We are strengthened by the teaching. We are strengthened the Word of God. We live in the Word of God. The Word of God is our food. Amen. And overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. Amen. Amen. How do you thankfulness? Do you thank God? Like overflow. Yeah. It's a very important word, overflow. In Greek means over measure. You cannot count. How many give thanks yesterday? If you can count, boo-boo. We have to thank God over counting, you know. Overflowing with thankfulness means every day you thank to God over you can count. If you have a like day like that, how wonderful is that? You know, when you go to bed, oh God, I cannot count how many times today. Maybe we do reverse, you know. Oh Lord, oh I forgot to thank you God today. This is the first time. Amen. Good night. Thank you everything today. Amen. No. Overflowing with thankfulness. That is the strength. That is the strength for Christians. You feel your faith is strong enough? Or sometimes weak? If you feel your faith is not strong enough, you miss something. Thankfulness. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Overcounting. We pray to God, maybe sometimes overcounting. We ask something. Right? Yes, we ask every day. Please, Lord, listen to me. Now, how many say thank God? We can thank God on everything. And that is the strength of our faith. You can have strong faith from today with thankfulness. Amen? Amen. You can change your Christian life. Walk in Him. Walk in Jesus Christ. That is, root in Him, build up in Him, and strengthen by teaching and thankfulness. And also, verse 8 said, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than Christ. If we live in this world, this hollow and deceptive philosophy comes to you and try to take you back to this world idea. Satan wants you to walk in the philosophy, in this hollow and deceptive philosophy in this world. Not in Christ, but in this world's philosophy. What do you mean? Do you know what the meaning of philosophy? Philosophy is a Phileo Sophia. Phileo means wisdom. Oh, no, love. But love between brothers, and also phileo means addictive sometimes. Addictive. You know, too much depends on something. You know, it's not like the agape. You know, phileo means, so philosophy, phileo sophia means addictive to wisdom, or too much depend on wisdom, or idea. So that is the temptation when we live in this world. We want to root into this world's idea, philosophy. You know, we want to build up in this world's philosophy. We want to strengthen by the word of this world. It's philosophy, this world's philosophy. You know, but what Paul said, hallow. Hallow means shallow, maybe? Hallow. Empty, right. Empty. Empty. Hallow and deceptive. You know. But if we do not be careful, we are always tempted. Okay, so let's go back to the main point. Continue to live. If you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, continue to live in Him. In Him. Yeah. I saw yesterday someone live in somebody. Mrs. Lily. Yeah. He was covered by Slyly. Of course, his job, but it's kind of idea, you know. Because he put the mascot on, he acted like Slyly. Right? If you put Christ Jesus onto you, you're covered 100% by Christ Jesus. Live like Christ. Speak like Christ. Right? Make decision like Christ. Love like Christ. That is walk in Jesus. Root in Him, build up in Him, and strengthen in Him. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for today's service. We have many brothers and sisters in You, and also we have many testimonies, and we can pray to You. But also we are encouraged by the Word of God. Thank You so much. Lord, we want to continue to live in Jesus Christ, Lord. Not walk with Him, not walk on Him, of course, but we want to walk in Him 100%. Lord, please lead this week, we can walk in Jesus Christ and root in Him and build in Him and strengthen in Him, Lord. Thank You very much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.